Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have a bet down here as to whether I will be moving Michael into a college dorm or he will be moving me into an assisted living facility.
If you can schedule it for the same weekend, that way you only need to rent one van.
I game a few times a week and I have a metal stick in my hand. I think I'm doing better with calories burned because now, down here in West South Florida, I play my game on the surface of the sun. I'm not worried about going out anywhere, but we're masking up wherever we go now.
And it paid off.
Feels like this giant step backwards is going out.
It was really hard for Van Gogh during a pandemic because his mask kept falling off.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
So loud. Hi. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show. That's become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Calumet City, Illinois, Tupelo, Mississippi, Sandusky, Ohio, Fredonia, New York, Lucas County, Ohio, Altenkirchen, Germany, Altenkirchen, Wien.
You know, I was pleased when I got the email from Fredonia. You know, do you remember when we had a bowling team? We bowled at the firehouse in Fredonia, New York.
Did we really?
Yeah, we got out there and we found out that's where Paul Schaefer lives.
Was that the guy that was that when we had the drunk guy where it was the many phases of drunk?
No, because the...
Do you remember when we were bowling up in New York and we had the guy that was super nice and friendly? Then he was too familiar. Then he was obnoxious. And then he cried.
Yes, I remember that. I absolutely do. But this was a really cool night because there was like two lanes in the basement of the firehouse. And so we were just dealing.
Oh, I remember that.
We were just bowling with firemen. We got to climb on the fire truck, too. It's cool.
You thought it was cool.
Backdraft.
Yeah.
You like that. You like the fire truck.
I like the fire truck. I was much younger then.
I understand how that works.
Yeah, I did climb that.
We start the program off today because we will be, I believe, Oscar, you will have to depart a tad early.
Yes.
Or do you?
3 p.m.
You have to.
Eastern.
3 p.m. Yes. We were taping at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and Oscar has to bail on out of here because you have
a legal deposition.
Look, I know you probably are not allowed to say anything,
deposition.
Can I at least say what I got on my text message, which was a car accident in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember?
How
do you not remember this?
You're kidding.
What? Please enlighten me. What happened?
The last Las Vegas show.
Oh,
when he was out there early.
Yes.
Not early. It was the day off, like a day before everybody else got there the same time.
I believe it was a Thursday.
That would be early, would it not?
Oh, it's not early.
Pony, the Zoom froze.
It's still a car accident.
Pony.
I'm on it now.
He's on it. Okay, good. Were you having problems before with it?
No. No. This is it. We see you fine. We're frozen to you.
You know, when you answer for him.
Yes.
He breathes that giant sigh of relief because he doesn't have to communicate with me.
I'm answering for him because he's not going to answer. He just won't.
I'm looking at a black screen.
Okay. All I see right now, Mike, is a wild man's. And I wish there was some sort of doctor that could see how a man moves a mouse without any authority whatsoever.
It really looks like The Fly in the Jeff Goldblum movie, The Fly. That's how the mouse.
What are you talking about? I'll play the role of the listener.
Yes.
Who doesn't understand what you're talking about?
We right now get to.
There
look,
you are.
We're back. We get to look at a version of ourselves.
Right.
And someone that has no. I actually had a great pep talk today with Pony where I said, "You can't do this, can you?" And he said, "I need help." And I said, "All right, what do you need to help with?" He goes, "I'll give you a list." And I said, "I need the list by the end of the day." And he said, "Okay." And when the question is, will I get the list by the end of the day?
He didn't say which day.
Yes.
That's all.
Yeah.
So getting back to it, now I remember because it happened when we weren't there.
Right.
It was the day before we all got to Las Vegas.
Yes, correct.
For the last live show that we did 2 years ago.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you got T-boned, and why do I have trouble remembering it? I know. I'm a narcissist. But anyway, I'm trying to think. Well, sure it is. I mean, it is. So you got T-boned. And oh, that's right. And Shannon was in the car with you.
We were passengers in a cab.
Was it a cab or was it a? I thought for some. Why was I thinking it was an Uber? Was it a cab?
It was a cab.
Okay, it was a taxi.
I should have got an Uber.
A taxi cheap. Cab.
Taxi cab.
Then well, we're not giving anything away. Why? Who are you deposed by? Who are you being deposed by?
I guess
the guy that hit you.
This is how much I'm not even aware of what's happening. This was 2 years ago. Do you think I'm even? It's on my radar. We're not. It's not about. And this is as far as I'll go because I'm not dumb enough to continue talking about something I shouldn't be talking about. Is I literally said to the insurance company that tried to give us a check for that didn't even cover the medical bills that we went through.
Oh, so they've already tried to pay.
Yeah,
you
and
off.
I said we're not doing that. Good luck. Moving on. See you down the road. And that this is where we are now. There's a deposition, for a two-hour deposition that now will take the precedent of the Mike O'Mara show that you should have been at 3, but this happened before we actually changed the timing for the summer.
When did you find out you were being deposed?
Today when Shannon said, hey, big problem, you have a 3 p.m. deposition, and we scheduled this 7 months ago.
Whose attorney is deposing you?
If I'm not mistaken, it's the cab company's attorney.
Oh, okay. Yes. So you don't have a dog in the fight.
I don't have a dog in the fight. I could give zero F's. All I care about is if the show is being preempted.
Do you think?
Well, no, but I mean, I'm curious. Wait, hold on, Shecky, before you do your I don't care about anything shtick.
No,
I have loads of questions. So you're not suing anybody.
No, I'm not suing anybody.
And you're not, you're just, you know.
I want justice to be served.
You are a sympathetic witness for the cab company?
No, I'm not sympathetic to anybody. I actually asked our attorney, I said, why do we even have to do this? Why do we even have to do this? Like, this is.
You asked your attorney?
I asked the attorney that called me to say, hey, deposition's at 3.
Do you have an attorney about that with this?
No, it's their attorney.
It's the cab company?
Yes.
Are you on the side of the cab company?
I get to just tell them what happened. There's no sides.
Okay. All right.
I can't ask that question.
But wait a minute. There must be sides. Yeah. There must be somebody representing
the cab company.
Hold on.
Yes.
Representing the cab company and then representing the person that hit the cab.
Correct. And the last
God.
One, yeah, but I'm saying for me, why I literally said, why do I even have to do this? You all know what happened. And it happened 2 years ago. And somehow I got rope-a-doped into this deposition. That's all.
Who offered to write you a check originally?
Was it the cab company? My insurance company? Insurance company? I don't remember. And I remember saying, no, thank you. You're paying for these medical bills. See you later.
Mm.
That's it.
Do you get it?
I don't.
I don't either. Have you ever seen me?
Who did you say, see you later?
I think that's the first piece of the puzzle is to figure out after the accident when someone tried to make an offer to you that you deemed inadequate.
Well,
who was that person? Because if it was the cab company, they're nervous that they're at fault. If it was the other driver,
it's the cab company. It was one of the driver's insurance companies. I have no idea who.
So either the cab company's insurance
or somebody else.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And, so it sounds to me like maybe Oscar will be in the win situation here. Whatever you do, let us know. Keep us in the loop.
I'm telling the truth. That's all I'm going to do.
Amen.
That is important to tell the truth.
Yes. And I'm going to tell them I'm highly annoyed by this whole situation.
I will tell you this: when I've been deposed, I've always told the truth.
Attaboy, Mike.
Anyway, it's
Denny Crane.
It's Denny Crane.
Denny Crane.
Denny Crane.
I don't know why Denny they Crane. Needed a 2-hour window, but that's fine as well.
Didn't Shannon get hurt?
Yes. She's in the deposition with me.
Oh, it's a 2-man deposition or a man and a woman?
Man and woman.
Tell her not to eat.
What do you mean?
Oh, during the deposition?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There'll be
Tell her
annoyed.
Not to unwrap candy.
No blow pops.
And eat.
She had a crowd fallout earlier today, so. Probably no candy.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Ooh, that hurts sometimes. That sounds painful. Is she in pain?
She walked in and said, what do I do with this? I said, save it. They can put it back in.
You too. You too. Just moving at light speed.
I do believe, Mike, that their
go ahead. You were going to say something, Rob.
I was going to say their deposition will probably sound like a Wash FM morning show called Continental Breakfast, where it'll be a he said, she said. I think it'll be great. I think we should probably stream it.
All I know is I...
Can we stream it?
You got a hot text. No, we can't stream it, you a-hole.
No, sorry.
Well, you know, we want to get to your stuff, and we'll get it before you have to beat
Please.
Me. I have to do this because it's top of mind, and I am really, really new to the Starbucks family.
Sure.
I am, you know, I'm only months into this, but I have a very specific question. For Starbuckers out there, hey, you Starbuckers.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Why is this company so incredibly successful? It is my opinion that if you run a successful consumer company, you want to really serve your customers or maybe even overserve them, all right?
Yeah.
So here's my dilemma, all right? And I promise I won't say all right again.
All right.
All right?
All right.
Starbucks, do you discriminate against tea drinkers? Is that your game? Are you focused only on the coffee people or the people that get the Britney Spears frappe or the lattes and the basic flavored drinks that are sugary syrup that you put into a glass of milk?
They have their own line of teas.
And this is fascinating
Starbucks
to me because you revealed to us...
Wait, hold on a second. They don't have their own line of teas.
Don't they sell tea there?
They do have tea.
I thought so, but more often than not... They don't have any of the teas that I require.
Oh, it's your Starbucks. I was like, the city, in the big city.
And
Mike,
this
tea
is not the first time. So my question is for you Starbuckers that might be tea people like me. And I was really into my chai tea, my venti, which is 20 ounces
That's
of
right,
tea?
That's right, exactly, venti.
Two tea bags.
Yeah.
And I loved my chai tea. With a splash of soy milk and some stevia. That's my... Well, they were out of chai tea 3 out of the 5 days I went, and then they finally said, we won't be getting it in for quite some time. So they say, F that to that. Now, if you want a chai tea latte, which is really not chai tea, they got plenty of those. You know why? Because it's a big jug of syrup that they put in water. Like making Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a flavored water product. Well, all tea is flavored water, but
they
that's
don't have
the thing.
To they don't have to brew it. That's the thing. Yeah.
So I pivoted, Rob.
And to me this is fascinating. Let me say why, because I don't know that you mentioned it beyond a tease on the show. You are, for the first time since I have known you, which is a long time, dipping your toe back into drinking coffee.
That hasn't gone far enough where I'm going to buy a Starbucks coffee.
Okay,
because I don't know if I want to.
Business Insider, Starbucks shortage, menu options such as oat milk and other items such as tea are in short supply because of supply chain issues at Starbucks. Done.
Okay.
Deal.
Well, maybe you don't want to open your 15,000th fucking store then when you don't have enough product to serve your customers with your supply chain. Maybe if your chain was a little shorter, Starbucks. And by the way, to the lovely barista or cashier or whoever put my beverage, my scalding hot beverage brim full into your little cup and didn't double cup it, scalding my right thigh. Thanks a pant load for that one, too.
Brutal.
There are a lot of Starbucks.
By the way, so I pivoted after the chai was gone to the English breakfast tea.
That's an excellent
Similar
tea. It's an excellent
caffeinated
tea.
That's
a Patton Oswalt tea.
That's one of that's his signature tea. Yeah.
Today, no English breakfast. They said all we have was, and they gave me one of my go-tos, Earl Grey, your standard run-of-the-mill tea. I don't love it. I don't love it by a long shot. It's got a little,
it's got a licorice undertone, doesn't it? Yeah. Like an anise?
Okay, bingo.
All right.
I don't need a licorice undertone. If I want spice, I want me the chai, okay?
All right.
So you know what choices I had at Starbucks today?
What?
I had a choice between Earl Grey and Jade Citrus Mint. Now let me explain to you. Let me explain when flavor people decided to come up with, and lots of gums and lots of mints decided because of some horrible experiment gone wrong in the laboratory that they would mix the flavors of citrus, quite common, and mint. Okay, for those of you that think that might be a bright effing idea, let me alert you. Here's what I'd like you to do. Go to your local drug emporium and purchase a stick or two of spearmint gum.
Yes.
All right? Chew it good, and then take a lemon drop candy and put it in your mouth and see how that tastes, all right? That, to me, is jade citrus mint, so I didn't want that.
You didn't even mention, what is the jade? The stone?
It's to make it sound
fancy,
exotic.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
You're not alone, Mike. These tweets.
They don't have peach tranquility. They don't have mint majesty.
These tweets.
Mint majesty.
In the Starbucks. Why haven't we declared a Starbucks breakfast sandwich shortage a national emergency yet? So that's out there. Does Starbucks got a lemonade shortage?
I don't know.
I don't know about why.
They never have anything.
Yes.
They never have anything at Starbucks.
The world
this
is
chain
upset.
Sucks ass.
Yeah, yeah.
This amazing chain that for decades has been the, they're opening up. There's a Starbucks. There's a Starbucks on every corner. Oh, you should see how it looks in the window.
You Starbucks? Laugh about it. Remember, we used to have a Starbucks in the basement of our studio, right? The first level of our building. And one time we had a guest say, I'm sorry, I went to the wrong place. I went to the other Starbucks on Wisconsin Avenue in your neighborhood. There were so many of them that you couldn't even use it as a landmark.
This is from Matt. They're sucking wind.
Yeah.
This is from Matt Len Diaz. Starbucks having a tea shortage is probably the most disrespectful thing I could have ever done to us.
Disrespectful thing
that they could have ever done to us.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, okay, we're going to open. Check on your computer how many Starbucks open a day. Brand new Starbucks open a day. They're not gonna slow that profit machine down.
This has to do with this is why prices are rising. It's costing and taking longer for goods to get into the country and get transported across rail and container ships.
Yeah.
This is why we're paying more for your typical.
Yeah, because we had a pandemic.
Yes.
Then we had brilliant scientists come up with a solution to it, and then the idiots decided that they wouldn't get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. They would if it was a jade citrus. If it was a jade citrus mint vaccine.
Also, Charlie and the Suez Canal probably didn't help.
That did not help.
Well, yeah, that probably caused a problem as well. But I'm just, I'm new to it.
Right,
so
Mike.
I thought, is this the way it's been forever? Or did they used to have everything?
They used to have everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They used to have everything. So much so, at times, Mike, they would bring on local farm-to-table artisans to bring on desserts because they had so many capabilities with their supply chain.
So you're pretty well versed in the Starbucks business model, right?
We did a case study in business school about Starbucks.
And you were a regular when we were in the other building.
Of course.
You lived there. Yeah, they loved
it. They call
me
plain bagel.
I'd like to give a shout out to my son's teacher who had a wonderful conversation with my wife yesterday that made my wife feel a lot better. That she can do anything about the current situation, but she could certainly be a sympathetic ear and say that she's going to do what she can so that my son hopefully will be able to return. I don't know. I still don't know.
What's the latest update?
The very latest down here is that you've got the healthcare system being strained. You've got a spike. I found this very odd in law enforcement and people that work in law enforcement. A lot of people are getting COVID, which means that maybe they weren't vaccinated. Mm. So no requirements on them to.
You might want
to
rinse those vaccinated. Handcuffs.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll give you the latest if I can.
Please.
On this.
Yeah.
But it's the second day. My wife has a message into me when we came in to tape the show today that we need to talk. So I think she's made contact again with the school.
Good.
There are lots of different options that are going on right now. But this is a scary, scary situation. Now, this has been pushed off the front burner because of the Afghanistan situation.
Yes, right.
And, if you want TV to push your story to the back burner. Just have some people hang on to airplanes and take the airplane off and then drop off the airplane and die. That'll get people going with that. So it's insane. The world is insane right now, but I'm trying to find if there's anything.
I do love the fact that Carla was able to touch base with this teacher because you already had a high opinion
of this teacher.
You already had a high opinion of the teacher. So that's solid. That's good. Nothing better than a teacher.
That's a plus.
Trying to. More than 5,000 Florida students isolate or quarantine because of a school district COVID-19 spike. That, I believe, is up around the Tampa area. That's the reason, one of the reasons I pulled him out. I think I could see that happening down here. That was from the Washington Post. I'm trying to see if there's anything.
Democracy it's hard, dies
boys.
In darkness.
It's hard to find information.
Well,
they don't let
they
information
don't
out.
Because they don't want to give it to you. Read an article yesterday. And I specifically was thinking about you and little Michael, where they said that like 500 kids from one school system in Florida had to quarantine as of yesterday in an elementary school because one of the students had COVID.
It's insane. It's insane.
Well, 500, isn't that two schools?
Jeez. Yeah, pretty much.
The way I understand it down here is his school has a staff member and a kindergartner that got it. And so they have been quarantined. And
But the entire school or just the two people?
The two people. The school didn't shut down. Schools up the road, just a Babcock school, has shut down for 8 days because I think of 36 people that got COVID there. But
how are they going to stop this if not everybody's wearing masks or anything like Jesus Christ.
There's no way to do it.
It's just, it's insane. And I don't have any, God. I don't have any statistics for you. I just will tell you we're a little bit burnt.
I'd be nervous.
On this.
I bet. I'm so sorry.
We're a little bit burnt out, you know. And we're vaccinated. It's not as bad for us as it was last year. It's bad for my kid.
Yeah.
Compared to last year.
Yeah.
So after all this, that's where we end up. And here we go. Three Broward County, Florida educators die of COVID. That was 3 days ago. Florida school district asked 440 students to quarantine 5 days. They, fresh news on this?
Forget about it.
You're dealing with a government that is trying not to get information out there. So it's going to be really hard.
So those headlines, Mike, are terrifying.
Yeah, it is. It's really, really scary. But we shall persevere and see what's going on. About a week after classes started, one Tampa area school system has called an emergency meeting. Let me turn that off to discuss COVID-19 mitigation measures after about 6,000 people were told to isolate or quarantine. Officials with Hillsborough County Public Schools said on Monday, 5,599 students and 316 employees are in isolation or quarantine. The school board, each county has a school board, said in a statement Monday, it has called for an emergency meeting Wednesday afternoon, that's right now, to discuss the impact of COVID-19 and mitigation strategies, including mandatory face coverings for all students and staff. That's Hillsborough. That will be a lot later down here.
Yeah.
Man.
But that's what we live with. And you have a leader of the state who is making his political name for it by defying these mandates.
Right.
That's what he's all about. So how terrifying is that? That's how he shows, hey, freedom, patriotism, no masks. That's his thing. That's what we got. That's what we got when we elected him.
But as frustrating as all of that is, take a little comfort in this. You know you've made the right decision at this point, even though it's horrible.
I feel horrible when I walk in the door and he's here with a babysitter.
Yeah,
I hate it because I'm looking at that and then he's here with me and then he's here with Carla and he's here.
But
he's not out there doing what normal kids do. It sucks.
But it's
Michael.
It's to be safe.
Come here, buddy.
And I think we're about to see it again. We saw such happiness and enthusiasm, and he's okay. He's enthusiastic.
Oh, he's okay.
He gets it. I mean, you're doing it for him. So, I mean, I know it sucks that you have to do
it's
it.
It's just me and Michael in the house right now.
I love it.
Yeah. He could be lighting the curtains on fire. So, Michael!
I got you flame retardant curtains.
Come here, buddy!
What are we talking about?
He might
fire.
Have his headphones in.
Fire's for outside, yeah. Not inside.
Yeah. That's it. Fire! True. TikTok.
Internet.
I am a little concerned as a parent that I don't want to hurt my listeners' ears. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Oh, I wish they could. This is a great video day. Oh, there he is.
Who were you?
I had my door shut.
Yeah, I know. I
want door you shut?
Within,
what?
I want you within earshot. Here, come over here.
Yeah, come on over.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Are you doing okay? All right. What were you doing, watching your phone?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear you.
I didn't think so. All right. Say hi to Oscar and Rob.
Hi, Oscar and Rob.
Hey, buddy. The phone you were watching, was it a smartphone or was it like a princess phone?
Was it a smartphone or a princess phone? You don't know where. Bye. See you later. Go
I
back
used to
your
stare
thing.
At my phone a lot back when
go
I was
back to
a
your
kid.
Thing.
It was see a wall later. Unit.
All right.
Can you tell the world what a princess phone is?
A princess phone is a table model phone from American
you know,
Telephone.
You know, as a
Telegraph.
Father, you know, you are so bad with young children.
You That's know a what lie. I mean? That's an absolute lie.
Was it a
lie.
Princess phone? Say something that they totally don't understand.
That's a lie. I'm
what do
with
I
kids.
Do? You know why? No, I'm better with kids.
Okay, so
what
it's
do
a
I
contest
do? What
now?
Do I do? Yes, it is. Yes, all right. Yes, well, yes, gifted. But, yes, gifted. It's a contest. What do I do? The Donald Duck sneeze.
Yes.
Universally accepted.
Entertained.
And beloved.
It is.
I love it.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you say? Is it a princess phone? He doesn't know what the hell a princess phone
I
is.
I default to clever wordplay. Kids hate it.
They do hate it.
But
they
I'm do, still
because they look at you quizzically. Like, what are you? Like,
well, there's two things going on. Like, for example, if I do sometimes really do want to entertain a kid, I can entertain a kid. I can hold a conversation. And I think I did really good with my kids because I talked to them never with baby talk, always as grown-ups, and got a lot out of them. However, there is a chip in me that likes to take, like, when my kids would bring their friends home with them, I would make them talk to me because I knew it made them uneasy. Now, that was just for me. That
I'll tell
wasn't
you what
for
we're
going to
do. All right. We're gonna do two things.
All right.
We've talked about Oscar's deposition. Oscar, we'll talk about you dropping Robert at WVU.
Yes.
And we'll talk about Oscar painting the town.
Yes.
And then
I look forward to it.
The homepage later in the broadcast.
Great.
Because that's when Oscar has to go away.
Right.
Yes.
Does Forever. That sound fine?
Forever.
Forever. He has
I love
to go
that
and
idea.
Say, "I, you know, I can no longer see out of my right eye because I was T-boned in your stinky cab
he says
in Las Vegas."
He'll
That's
look
what happened.
Right at the Zoom camera and say, "Actually, I don't have much
right.
memory.
I'll tell
of the
truth.
Evening." Yeah, that's all you got.
And
do.
By the way, you guys got coffee at Starbucks. Have either one of you purchased coffee like in your vehicle when you've been driving
drive-through?
Through a
Starbucks? Absolutely. Yeah, they're everywhere
uh-huh.
here. Right.
Are some of them more challenged than others as far as
the drive
filling the cup too far and not
yes.
lidding it properly?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Like you always have to say, leave room for cream.
Is that, you do have to say that?
If you do that, they'll leave you a little bit at the top.
I
yeah.
say, can you put a little stopper in it? I don't want it to spill on me. That's
now,
what I do.
Say that to my third degree burn on my right thigh. It's a big thigh, too. Anyway,
maybe
all right,
you'll
we'll
be
take
deposed.
A break. What's that? Maybe yeah, maybe you'll... I'll be deposed at Starbucks. They're always so nice, too. They're so perky.
Yeah.
I don't like the old people at Starbucks, though, that work there.
Their personality?
Well, I'm ageist when it comes to those people. Hi, my name's Phil. How are you? I'm 61 years old.
If yeah, you're selling up. 10 cents worth of fluid for $4, you'd be happy, too.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Mike O'Mara does Broadway.
Sunrise, sunset, life is a cabaret, old chum.
What's your wife's first name, since she doesn't please. Like the show tunes?
Janine. Hi, I'm Janine Pollock, wife of TMOS P1 listener Mike Pollock. And after
Hi.
My husband shared my less than stellar reviews of Mike O'Mara's show tune performances on a recent episode, I've been asked to say a few kind words about the Mike O'Mara show. Hey, O'Mara, next time you take show tune requests, I'd be glad to help you out. The exit is right over there.
Wow. Wow.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Wherever yeah. fine podcasts are found, TMOS is there too.
All right. Janine.
Pollock.
Janine. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our first segment today is brought to you by Solo Stove.
Yeah.
Solo Stove. There's something so magical about summer nights. Summer Nights. Isn't that a song?
Yeah, from Greece.
Tell me why, tell me why.
Tell me more, tell me more. So,
what?
Tell me more, did you get very far? Tell me
it's
more.
It's a solo, solo stove.
Yeah.
Nice. Maybe it's those cool gentle breezes. Symphonies. Can you turn that music down a little bit?
Of course.
It just doesn't fit with the commercial.
Yeah.
Symphonies of animals and insects, or the warming glow of a campfire.
Mm.
Day or night, a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove. By the way, what was that music you were playing in the background?
That's Manhattan
Skyline. Porno music?
No, it's a disco record.
Never played it.
I'm sorry.
No, I'll play it more often now.
A smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove. Turns, Rob, it's not like a 3-alarm warehouse fire, all right?
You just put an extra log in sometimes.
A smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove turns magical summer moments. Yes. Excuse me, I had something in my throat. Into unforgettable memories. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments.
Yes.
Without the fireside fumes, as we return to normal... When? It's a perfect time to gather around your Solo Stove with your loved ones. There's nothing better. I'm going to say something instead of when we return to normal.
Okay.
You don't have to return to normal. You can have your Solo Stove with your immediate family, your vaccinated immediate family, your pod.
Yeah. Yes.
And enjoy yourself. Order now. You go from unboxing your Solo Stove to fireside fun in moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. Easy to keep lit, even faster and easier to clean. They're so confident that you'll love it. They offer a lifetime warranty and 30-day free return policy. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code MIKE at checkout. It's not the TMOS code. Remember that.
Right.
Use the code MIKE, M-I-K-E, at checkout. Go to solostove.com. Remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code MIKE. And we thank you. So let's get your painting the town red.
Oh, I love it.
You were going
to
talk about that yesterday.
Yeah,
a couple things. Okay. One, the DC Improv is as beautiful and fun as it used to be. They actually have upgraded in the past year, Mike.
So, oh, that's awesome. They actually took the time off to improve it?
Yes.
Wow.
Some true improvements.
Good.
And you can tell as soon as you walk in. Allison at the Improv was fantastic.
Love her.
I took Shannon to see
Jessica Kirsten
on this, and this is what's crazy. On Friday night, I saw Jessica on Thursday night. So I saw Jessica back to back.
Oh, you saw two shows? That's cool. That's awesome.
She's a great stand-up.
And
she really is.
Tell you that the jokes were not the same back to back, that's when you know a comedian has their S together. Not the same routine, had it like nuances of the jokes that were different, where I continued to laugh. Like, it was such a great experience.
We've talked to her about it, and she says one of her favorite things to do is crowd work, where she can mold the act to the crowd, and that is when a comic is really next level, because they're comfortable leaving their chunk and doing the room, and that's what's really special.
So cool.
Did the did they do well? Are people out and about, and were people
Jessica,
masked up and all that type
so
of
the,
stuff?
So the premise is like any other indoor restaurant, when you're sitting indoors or outdoor. You, unless you're actively eating or drinking, you wear a mask. And everybody was respectful.
That's great.
Everybody was respectful. I felt comfortable. I felt safe. And I to go a second time, that really stemmed out of Shannon being jealous that I didn't take her the first time. And I said, well, let's
go. Oh, would you go solo?
I went by myself, sat right up front.
Really?
Yes.
You would be such a target in any comedy club doing that, sitting by yourself in the front row. You're lucky she recognized you.
She did. She was very sweet.
Yeah.
And she didn't attack me. She didn't really attack anyone.
She's a pro.
Crowd.
Yeah, she is.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm sure she was delighted that you went to, well, maybe the first night delighted, and then second night.
A little creeped
maybe
out.
Maybe a little creeped out. A little freaked out.
Well,
right?
Shannon is
and
a fan.
And then when he went to her hotel, that was weird.
Shannon is a fan. And Shannon said, why didn't you tell me she was here? I said, you don't care about this show. You don't care about anything about TMOS.
So Shannon didn't even know that she
guested
on our show?
She was in another meeting. She only found out when I said, I'm going to go see Kristen tonight. And she goes, Kristen, who? I was like, she was here. She was here. She goes, well, do I have a ticket? I said, no, you don't have a ticket.
And who's Kristen?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jessica.
And then she said,
why do you keep calling Jessica Kirsten Kristen?
Because I have her as Kirsten in my phone, last name first, first name last. That's what I'm saying. So Shannon gets excited.
That's what plants crave.
Shannon says gets excited. And I said, well, we can go tomorrow. Let's get a couple tickets. And just like, I don't know what it's, I haven't been to a comedy club in, 17 months?
Of course, at the very least, yeah.
Just to go back and then do it back-to-back nights, it felt a little normal.
That's
it
was cool. All right, good.
She killed both nights. And then a big thank you to Carrie Spiewak, as Carrie had plastic surgery. So what does that mean for the Santana family? Carrie offers us two tickets to the Van Gogh Immersion that's traveling around all the big cities around the country.
This goes back to, I believe the tickets were a Christmas sort of a Christmas time purchase, and it was weird.
Is that like paintings and stuff?
But I sent you a video, Mike. It should be in your phone.
Isn't it sort of like a pop-up museum? Whereas that when we bought the tickets, it was very vague and maybe even a little fishy as to if it was going to even exist.
Correct.
But it turns out you had a dynamite time.
Did, and thank you to Carrie. I have not texted her personally. What it is, and I'm not a big art fan, so don't
get this.
Mike is a big Don McLean fan.
Don't get confused.
So he's hanging on.
My wife is an art fan, and when this was offered, I said, I know Shannon's a fan, so I took her to a undisclosed warehouse in the not so
nice. Pretty cool, really.
Yeah. It was awesome. Not in the nicest part of town, as when they're trying to rent a warehouse for, I guess, a month or two when this exhibit is situated in the city of choice.
Right.
They need a lot of space, and you're literally walking into art. It was beautiful.
Is Starry Night the only art you see?
No, you see all of his paintings.
All of his paintings, because it really, but I mean, when they, it looks to me like it's a giant warehouse, and they have projected his paintings on a screen,
yes,
surrounding
screens.
You, and imagine, people are just hanging out, just sitting in and digging it.
Imagine
right?
being in a Walmart without any of the aisles or the trash inside of it. Just and all it is screens.
Then it ceases
for days.
To be a Walmart.
Screens.
Why
for
were
days.
You in? Why this would be the last thing I think you would be interested in.
I got a what? Hot. I think, what kind of meds is Carrie on?
She's right now on a lot of hydrocodone.
Okay, so I got a hydrocodone text from Carrie Spiewak on Saturday night that said, would you and Shannon like tickets to the Van Gogh Immersion exhibit in D.C.
tomorrow? It's so funny. I was doing shtick. I thought it was some hip new TikTok artist that I didn't
Internet.
Know about.
No, yeah. You know what? It doesn't surprise me because remember, Oscar likes to go to like the art installation thing. He was the one that went and saw the rocket projected on the monument.
Yeah, that was fun.
And I mean, he likes to be part of the scene.
And now
fun. I mean, it looks pretty cool.
It was
actually cool.
I highly recommend it. But mm-hmm. the fact that Carrie Spiewak was kind enough to reach out to us, there was a small nuance though. And I got it. She Spiewak'd it a little bit. Where I said, hey, yeah, this sounds like fun. Thank you. Send them on over. And she said, wait a second. I think someone's going to pay for them. And then, because I guess she asked multiple people, and I said, Carrie, we'll pay for them. Like, that's sweet, but
were they expensive?
I said, I guess we'll first come, first serve. I'm sorry, I didn't say okay earlier. And she said, wait a second, I don't know if they're going to pay. And so then this is back and forth, like text with someone that's clearly high.
So
on
she had somebody who was buying the tickets off of her first.
I know she tried to do them on Facebook. Because Saturday I was out of commission most of the day.
Because
that's
when you went to WVU.
I went up to WVU, so I didn't really see the process go down. I don't think they were like prohibitively expensive, like
they
Broadway
weren't.
Tickets.
And when I offered to pay for them, she said, "No, this is family. You guys can have them."
Oh, that's
but there
nice.
Wasn't
nice.
There was an instance of, here's some tickets. Wait, somebody might buy them. Okay, here's some tickets.
She's teasing you.
So, I mean, that I was going to joke about, you know, what do you do? Go into a warehouse with paintings on the wall? And that's exactly what it was.
Is. And it is. It's got sort of like a weird sort of underground thing.
It's got a cult.
Were you going to go, Rob? Were you going to go?
No, it was originally going to be Carrie and her buddy Haiti. From our supper club.
Yes.
And they went in on the tickets together. But the fact is that it when they were doing it, they at one point, I remember them looking at each other and saying, this is a thing, right? This is a real thing.
Yeah, because what they do is they sell the tickets, and then this is the eerie
Mike,
part.
Mike, nothing but pure class always.
They say, this is the Van Gogh Immersion team. They say, okay, you've bought the tickets. We're going to let you know when and where you can go to do the scissoring.
I'm sorry. I'm goofy tired.
Are you?
I can't help it. I'm dealing with
I like the visual of you and him, you know, ham-handing his way through some sort of piss-poor joke. It's great. Good luck with the deposition.
The scissoring is going to happen in Northeast D.C.
Pretty right. sensitive going to a place. Show with that lady's name, you know.
What's that?
With the earthquake and all.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Anywho,
different spelling.
Different spelling.
Okay. Yeah,
so, a weekend that was almost as normal as
look at you getting
weekends.
Out and getting it done. That's amazing.
The most activity I've ever done for my wife in the last 17 months.
With
in
his
one
clothes
weekend.
On, am I
yeah.
right?
That's great, though. Isn't that, I mean, as someone who is now, I'm not worried about going out anywhere, but we're masking up wherever we go now. And it's just.
And it paid off.
It she just said, feels like this giant step backwards just going out now anywhere.
It was really hard for Van Gogh during a pandemic because his mask kept falling off.
That's a good Van Gogh joke, Rob.
I'm sorry. It's not good to laugh before you
hit
the punch.
It didn't fall
I'm
completely
sorry.
Off. It just, you know,
hung on one side.
Kind of was cockeyed.
Yeah.
You know? Yes.
What? What?
I said I've got free tickets. Come again.
Someone might buy them. What?
Yep. That's Van Gogh. So that's good. You did. You had a full weekend.
We
that's wonderful.
And this is where it pays off. My wife was happy.
My wife.
And she's so much so happy. And I'll share this with you. She said the next would be Monday morning before work. She said, I had a dream. I said, what was it about? Usually there's like this weird dream about nothing. And she said, I had a sex dream. I said, I hope I was in it. And she said, yes, you were in it. I said, why do you sound so surprised? What do your other sex dreams sound like that you never tell me about? And she said, no, like, I guess we did some romantic things this weekend and I thought about having sex with you. And I said, okay.
That's wonderful.
I said, well, let's not think about it too much. I'm not feeling that great right now, but we can pick this up next weekend.
Yeah. Where's my screen?
Yeah, well, he's going to before a Husker can have sex with her, he has to rent a warehouse in Southeast.
That's right. Yeah. Do you have music in the background?
Oh, you could. I turned. You actually, it's set to music. You would love it. It is set to music.
All right, let me try.
And that's one of four beautiful exhibits. And if you're on Instagram or TikTok, internet, you see
internet.
People taking pictures and videos all the time about this thing. It's
how long is it in town? How long is it in town?
I think it leaves like the circus at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, everybody keep an eye out for it. Yeah, these are good commercials.
I'm not hearing anything.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
I'm not hearing
TikTok,
internet.
Maybe your phone is silent.
Oh, here you go.
Here you go.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? The
immersion.
Immersion. All right, hold on. All right, here we go. Immerse yourself in one of the greatest artists in history, Vincent Van Gogh. Carrie is here with her best girl.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You should have heard the song at the other display, Mike. Have breakfast with the king.
Have breakfast. All right, we'll take a break, come back with the homepage, and then later on we're going to find out about how Carrie's actually doing and Robert's big drop-off at school, and then at some point Oscar's going to go be deposed over being T-boned in a cab. Yes, that's the weird show that we're having today, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you're enjoying it. If not, go check something out on TikTok. It's on the internet. We'll be right back.
Hello, listen to me. It's Jackie Mason, and on Earth, I was a sensation. Now I'm dead. In the ground, what a break. Only a schmuck dies before being a TMOS talking head. I missed out. Mike, Rob, and Oscar are real mensches. They love the whole mishpecha. Oy, such fun. But I missed my chance to kibitz with them. Now it's not too late for you, boy check or girl check. You don't need to be a schnorrer. Just ask nicely. Email Rob with the two B's at MikeComeraShow.com and give him your spiel. Soon you can be talking with three goys and it won't cost bupkis. Booby, don't be a putz. Use some chutzpah and send that note. Include your phone number. Everyone will cabal when they hear you and maybe even pat your kepi. Quit kvetching and do it. Only a Michiganer would turn down a chance to be part of the Michigas. So plots, have an ush and schlep over to your computer and schmooze the boys or I'll kick you in the tuchus. Oi!
Pat you on the kepi.
Thank you very much, Jackie. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Freshly.
Yes.
Getting everything you need to cook dinner can be complicated, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals, and the variety will astonish you, Jack.
Jack?
Freshly can work for any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, family size. And now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal.
Mm-hmm.
So start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. Oscar loves his Freshly
he
when he's not going to the Van Gogh immersion.
You should see the fridge here at Podville.
Stacked with Freshly.
Stacked and packed.
Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer.
But hate cooking, get Freshly.
Exactly.
Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com.
You love your husband, but hate cooking, get Freshly.
That's right.
Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more.
You love cooking,
people,
but are lazy, get Freshly.
Thank you very much, Oscar. Appreciate
from the four
it.
Corners of the World Wide
Thank
Web
you.
And into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. Thank you very much. We start today
Freshly
with
the king.
Yeah, to have Freshly. Hey, we start today with the music icon. What am I hearing? What
oh,
the
I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry, Mike.
Okay. Thank you. We need to. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why are you turning 180 degrees to touch things?
I'm not. It's right here. I've actually
no,
adjusted.
No. Rob, this is you all every day now.
That's a lie. I've adjusted
Rob, it's
everything.
Not a lie.
Everything
I'm watching
is right
you.
Here.
You had nothing. Look, you had to turn your body. Right now, hit your screen, play a sound. Look, face me. Face the camera.
All right.
No, face the camera. Don't turn to your right. Face me. Like Oscar's facing me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Really? No, you're not. You're turning your head. Face me.
Well, I'm looking at the middle camera, right?
Yeah, it's
him. Okay, so
that's
I'm looking
it.
At the
that's
middle
it.
Camera, right?
Yes.
All right, now turn, just turn your body towards it.
Okay.
A little bit.
Right.
All right, now, without looking, play a sound.
You can't, you don't know what sound you're playing.
Oh yeah, I said right. I want to, don't you want to hear the theme to Fantasy Island?
That's the point. He's saying put it in front of you. Put it all in front.
All right.
I have everything here. Look, it's all right in front of me. You have to turn your body. And that's like turning a crane at a construction site. Can I start my news now that I've been patiently waiting for? Because it involves Bob Dylan. He's being sued by a woman who claims he sexually abused her when she was 12 years old, 56 years ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The woman, who is identified only as JC, says Dylan befriended and groomed her in April and May of 1965.
Amazing.
Before giving her drugs and alcohol and molesting her multiple times. She says he also threatened her with physical violence, and his behavior left her, quote, emotional and psychologically damaged to this day. JC is accusing Dylan of, quote, assault, battery, false imprisonment, and infliction of emotional distress, and she wants unspecified damages. Bob's lawyer says her claim is, quote, untrue and will be vigorously defended. Bob is 81 now, Bob Dylan, and JC is 68 years old. I have a thought on that. If you're, I don't think this is a courage thing. I think this is someone who, I think you have to take it seriously.
Well, of course you have to.
I think you have to look at that and just say, after all those years, it, you know, why would you wait? Why would you come
you
out?
Have
because
to err
you've been
on the side of caution.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's frustrating, but you know.
Now the real tell is going to be this, and I don't want to. There's no victim shame here, so I want to be very clear. Is traditionally in the past when this has happened, if something is really effing going on, and I'm not saying it's not here.
Oh, they're
going to
be multiples.
There'll be multiples.
Yeah,
I think you're right. That's
right.
Seems to be the tell. We'll have to wait and see. Well, this seems like dangerous information to have. A new study found 2 hours of playing video games can burn as many calories as 1,000 sit-ups.
BS.
That can't be true.
Well, it's a gaming app that did the study. Yeah. They're called Stakestery. Stakester commissioned one study, so keep that in mind. Stakester. Researchers use smart devices like Fitbits to track heart rates and calories burned while people played games or did sit-ups. Guys burned an average of 210 calories an hour while gaming, while women burned 236 calories, and it took around 500 sit-ups to burn the same amount. Of course, just sitting and doing nothing can burn 100 calories an hour, so it's not like gaming burns a ton more. But a separate study last year found gamers are 21% more likely to have a healthy body weight.
I'm sure that's right.
It's the McIntosh study.
Exactly.
It's the Mike McIntosh
now,
study.
Oscar, you're more of a fitness guy than me, certainly. So let me ask you this.
God willing, if
the people that are doing the sit-ups have excellent core strength, are they going to burn less calories because they're working? They don't have to work as hard to do the sit-ups.
Well, look, I don't know.
That's
a way they could skew it, I would think. This is what is key, is if walking around and let's say the block or even to the corner to pick up the mail
burns
more calories.
You mean Jenny from
the
block?
Then it doesn't matter. Give me a comparison to doing something else, because walking should burn more calories. And on top of that, it depends on what your kids are doing. What gaming does, and I'm one of the guys, and I tell you, it gives you this endorphin rush that you've accomplished something, and you've really done nothing with your life.
I'm gaming.
Nothing.
I game a few times a week, and I have a metal stick in my hand. And by the way, I think I'm doing better with calories burned, because now, down here in West South Florida, mm-hmm. I play my game on the surface of the sun.
You're burning calories, but you could burn more doing something else.
Hey, I have been in a rut lately where, you know, I lost my wallet, right?
Yes.
I told you about that. Mm-hmm. Have you ever ordered something from Amazon excitedly? You wait for it to arrive. You open it up. You look at it. You go, oh, and it's not anything like what you expected it would be. And then you never use it. Well, that's a lot more common than you think. According to a new survey, the average American wastes over $70,000. In their lifetime, on disappointing online purchases. To come up with that, they took an average of $899 per year and extended it over a life expectancy of 78.54 years. The most recent example for me, I got hoodwinked through a Facebook ad into buying a pepper mill that they, on their ad, said is the greatest pepper mill. I opened it. It looked like it should have come in a flipping box of Cracker Jacks. How cheap it was.
Why did they market it? How was it marketed that it was so great? Was it powered, like battery?
It was supposed to be a more efficient pepper grinder to produce more fresh ground pepper.
This is common.
And then I replaced my wallet with a wallet that I found online, and it was horrible. It was so stupid. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, the Facebook ads, and this is actually a commonplace occurrence.
Yeah.
Excuse me for cutting you off.
Not at all.
The way that they're packaged make it seem that it's like, oh, wow. If this is on social media and they're getting these many accolades, this must be great until it arrives.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a disappointment. The wallet, I am such a rube.
You didn't like the Velcro on it?
The wallet, two things.
Yes.
I got it monogrammed.
Yes. Oh. My.
Just dollar signs?
Just my initials.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a rube. Such an idiot.
Well, Mike, also, this is not a modern.
No, but let me tell you more.
Okay. Yes.
They said it's, I'm so embarrassed. It's the baseball glove model.
Oh.
It was the same leather as a brand new Rawlings baseball glove. And I said, I remember that leather being so firm.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got it, it was like flapping at the top.
Can we see it?
This untreated,
yes,
nasty,
yes,
unfinished leather.
Old.
I'd love to see it. Do you have it handy?
No.
You threw it away. You would have thrown it away.
I got it lying around somewhere.
Yeah. All right.
But I've already replaced it.
Yeah.
Oscar, you have to know that this is not just an internet TikTok thing with Mike. Is that in the classic days, he bought a device that would turn your entire house into an antenna.
The power antenna.
The power antenna. And he came in so excited, and I said, yep. And I was a kid. I was like 20. I said,
and I broke it on the air.
I said, I hate to tell you this.
It on the air.
Not only does this not work, this hasn't been working since the advent of television in 1950. And
when
they bring
sold
it back.
Them before.
Yeah, they bring them back every 2 years.
And you're supposed to stick it into your outlet. And then the entire, all the electrical cords in your house, all the wiring turns into an antenna you can eat.
Yeah, picture it like in a comic book.
Oh, I know it.
A comic book font. Turn your entire house into an antenna.
Yeah.
Dirty leather
I did the same
wallet.
Thing with a wallet and a pepper grinder.
Yeah.
Sucks. All right, so delivery drivers. You do more delivery, Oscar, than probably anybody on the show.
Look at me.
Most people tip delivery drivers. I do.
Yeah.
But what if you order food and you go pick it up? Should you still leave a tip, or are you just giving your money away for no good reason? Someone polled over 8,000 people, and most of us do still leave a tip. At least sometimes, 67% said yes, they do. The other 33% either said they never leave a tip or they don't order takeout. So how much should you tip for pickup? The most popular answer, 10 to 15%, but around 1 in 3 people tip more than that. Should you give them a tip when you're picking up carryout?
I tip on pickup, but I don't tip 10 to 15%. I'll tip a couple bucks. I mean, because, you know, there's usually a
skin flint.
There's usually
I probably, when I pick up stuff, like, I don't tip.
Prior to the pandemic, I would not tip. Now that we're in the depths of it, when I go and pick up, which I have as of, 2 weeks ago?
Right.
I tip, like, no less than 10 bucks. No less. So, because I feel for everybody that's in there, right? They're struggling.
I have to look. I've been enlightened about tipping through my lifetime, and I probably could do a better job. I don't pick up a lot, but so if I go in, I'm not going to tip the bartender who's engaged in a conversation with a guy at the bar when I'm picking my pizza.
I'm
not going to do that.
I feel like those tips are split. So,
what if there was just
guys a real, real dick though.
Then maybe he should tip
maybe
you.
It's personal.
Yeah.
No, he is. He's a dick.
Is there a cup where you could just drop off a buck, or it would have to be like built into?
Yeah,
well,
I'll send him down to Sean Hannity's house, and he can get it there.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. Sorry, I'm petty.
I got you.
And now a little something, something. Some guy we know, Stockton, California.
Sure.
Yeah, this guy goes to a Mexican restaurant last Thursday called. I have to use the Jack Kent Cook voice here. The Mexican restaurant was. El Forastero.
Oh, it means the forest, maybe, I guess?
He showed up at the drive-thru on a bicycle and ordered water. But then he asked the drive-thru worker to fill up his cup with soda instead, and they refused. And he responded like a lot of angry people do in Stockton. What? He tried to set the place on fire.
Oh, naturally.
He rode his bike around to the other side of the building and used a lighter to start a fire next to one of the walls. Luckily, the entire place didn't burn down, but it caused a bunch of damage, and it looks like there's also water damage from the fire department. No one was seriously hurt. The family that owns the restaurant had to shut it down while they were doing repairs, so a bunch of their employees got screwed, especially right in the middle of a pandemic. Last we heard, cops were still trying to track the guy down, so for our normal fans in Stockton, if you see a bike, smell the seat. If it smells like gasoline, you catch the guy. That's it. Good luck.
Easy as pie, Mike.
All right, Oscar, go to your deposition, please.
Thank you.
When we come back, it's all about.
Hi.
Absolutely. I love depositions.
Oh, dear.
Don't use any bad words. That's a real inside joke.
I enjoyed it.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hit me.
The TMOS bonus show has what listeners crave.
It's got electrolytes.
If you like TMOS, join Mike, Rob, and Oscar for the TMOS bonus show every week.
Why don't we just try it and not worry about what plants crave?
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
Buy it for yourself or give it to a friend and help the show grow.
Like out the toilet?
I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
The time is now to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show.
Do it. Do it now.
Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's got electrolytes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, you no longer have to choose between natural remedies and those that work. There's a holistic solution for men that promotes both healthier hair and whole body wellness without drugs or prescriptions. Nutrafol. Have you heard about it? Well, you should know that there are five root causes of thinning hair. Nutrafol is the hair supplement that goes beyond genetics to target stress, hormones, nutrition, metabolism, and environmental factors that may be impacting your hair. Nutrafol is clinically shown to improve hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage without compromise. 21 potent natural ingredients also support sex drive, better sleep, and less stress. In a clinical study, men showed progressive improvement in hair growth and thickness after three and 6 months.
Yeah, continued progress as you keep it going. It's great.
Nutrafol is also trusted and recommended by more than 1,500 top doctors. Healthier hair, grow thicker, healthier hair, and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code TMOS to save $15 off your first month's subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code TMOS. Well, first of all, let's get an update on your wife, and let me know how she is doing.
She's doing pretty good. Major surgery.
It's been, just a few days.
Last Wednesday, tomorrow will be 1 week. She is in still some pain, which is not great because she's been taking a lot of hydrocodone, which means at the night time when I look at her, her eyes don't really jive. And also, the doctor...
Gotta watch out for that stuff, you know.
The doctor was kind enough... When she was under, one of the nurses braided her hair on the top of her head so the hair would be out of the way for the surgery. But so she still has like a hair antenna on the top of her head. So
like a Cupid doll.
So she looks at me like we've been watching the show Ted Lasso, and I've been loving it. And so we'll get to like, you know, the break on, I guess it's on Amazon Prime or Apple. I think it's on Apple Plus.
I think it's Apple.
And we're like watching the credits, and she looks at me with this floppy thing on top of her head and her eyes not quite meeting mine. She says, "You think we ought to paint the bathroom?"
So she's recovering, though.
She is recovering. And
no complications.
No, no. As a matter of fact, her third follow-up visit following the surgery is tomorrow. Today, she's very excited because she's going to the hairdresser to get a shampoo, which is, you know, huge. That's very exciting for her because you're not allowed to get any water near any of the stitching and stuff. So you need to have really a professional do it. It's not something we could do at home. So she's been able to take a bath, but she's getting her hair washed today. So
how's she look?
She looks good. There's still some swelling, but what's really kind of cool is to see the face coming back to normal. She's doing great.
So on the scale of Mickey Rourke being on one far end, yes, and Christie Brinkley, no, bad example. Mickey Rourke on one side and
Heather Rourke.
Halle Berry on the other side.
Okay, if Halle Berry's a 10... And Mickey's a 0.
Yeah.
I'd say she's 5 cresting 6 right now. She's
so
on her
she's
way.
Doing well.
She is. There's definitely what is really remarkable to me is that after the weekend I've had, it seems like I've traveled a lot of real estate in the past 7 days.
Yeah.
But when I think about the fact that it's only been 6 days since she's had the procedure, she has shown marked improvement every day, which is really
neat
to see.
Well, that's good, especially after, you know, that marathon that she went through. Mm-hmm. And Saturday, we didn't get to it yesterday, but Saturday was the big day.
Yeah.
I saw an absolutely wonderful photo that you posted your gigantic tall son,
yes,
next to the 300-year-old president of West Virginia University.
President Guy. President G.
G?
Yeah. And what's funny is that his deal is that he likes to have pictures, or he likes to have students do selfies with him. But Robert is not that kind of kid, really. He's more reserved and not a look at me type of one, and dad, don't embarrass me type of kid.
Right.
We had a pretty decent, I'll cover the move-in in a second, but as he was walking me to the car, because the last thing he or the school wants is a parent to stick around on move-in. They want you gone. So I said, "All right, son, do you need any help?" "No." "Do you need help making your bed?" "No." I said, "Then I'm going to go. You can stay here." He says, "I'll walk you to the car." I said, "That's really kind. Thank you." So we go down, and we're going through the lobby of one of the, there's 4 towers that are the main dorm structures there. He's in Bennett Tower. And we go out, and he says, "Dad, there's the president." I said, oh, yeah, that is him. He says, let's go say hi. And I said,
that's pretty good,
I
right?
I said, what son is this? And so he goes over, and there's a couple people around him, and the president turns. And he's a legendary college president. He was president at Brown. He was president at Vanderbilt. He's also been president at The Ohio University. Now he's at WVU. And so he turns, and he makes eye contact with Robert. And Robert says, President G, my name is Robert Spiewak. I'm a rising freshman. I'm majoring in health and wellness, and I've just moved into Bennett Tower. I just wanted to introduce myself. And it was...
He says that.
Yes.
And it's unsolicited.
And it's a mind blower for me because I forget that my kid that doesn't know how to address a flipping envelope has right. a grown-up side that he can like have social skills. I went through the same thing with Julia when she was doing some of her internship stuff in high school. They don't turn that on for family or friends. They're just right. kids. But right. And then the president turns to him and he says, oh, where are you from? He said, Leesburg, Virginia. He says, and how tall are you?
Because that he looks so tall in that.
He's now, is probably 18 inches taller than the school president.
So he's not a tall man.
No, but still. But Robert is almost 6'5", so that's a lot.
So people are milling around and going to and fro, and he takes the time to do this, and we're very proud of him.
I couldn't have been more happy. Couldn't have been more happy.
So as far as the physical aspect of moving him in, it went smoothly? Everything went
okay? Once we got started, it's about a 3.5-hour drive up. And what right. I did is when I got home on Friday, and it had already been a week, as you know, with Carrie's surgery
yep,
and everything.
Absolutely.
I said, I got the car. The seats are down. I took everything out. Load your stuff up. We'll leave tomorrow about 7 or a little before because move-in is at 11. He said, great. And he did it. He packed everything in. He said, Dad, there was room. I put our dolly in there just in case we need it. I said, fantastic.
So he's into it. He's totally all in.
Oh, my God. He's so into it. And so we drive up, have a wonderful, just father-son talk. Nothing heavy, just father-son talk on the way. What are you looking forward to?
How can I ask this, though, as someone that I missed it. Product, my kids being product of a broken home. I missed the
you'll get the third one.
College thing. As you're driving along, do you have a sense, you've done it before with your daughter, but do you have a sense of, this is it, this is the last reel? What's going through your mind?
You would think, as hyper-emotional as I can be, that it would have been a disaster. The one moment that I welled up a little bit on the ride up is we were listening to the radio, and the song All My Loving comes on by the Beatles, and it was his first favorite song as a kid. And it made me flash back to when he's about 3. And then I look next to me and he's 18.
And he's
9 feet tall. And you just figure out, God, that's an eternity that has just flown by. And we're quiet and the song's playing. He says, Dad, I still like this song. I said, I'm so glad you do. That was a really awesome moment.
We have a bet down here as to whether I will be moving Michael into a college dorm or he will be moving me into an assisted living facility.
Well, Mike, if you can schedule it for the same weekend, that way you only need to rent one van.
you laugh, but... Really?
I know.
Anywho,
so we get up there and we get his ID and it's all set. He's done all the legwork already. The one thing we got was bad advice from the information desk where they said, go in and get, and this is what you do. But when you get, and they issue you like a laundry bin on wheels to get your stuff from the car on the elevator up to your dorm room.
That's good.
And so the guy says, when you get your laundry bin, go out the back door. It'll be easier. You won't have to deal with the crowds. I said, okay. So we go out the back door, and I realize to get to the front, we have to go down a flight of steps. And so Robert and I have to carry the laundry bin. And he
so
says,
that was not the
it
best
was, it was stupid.
Advice.
It was
stupid
horribly
advice.
Stupid.
And was Robert, it a student?
Yes, with a big head of hair and looked like he probably skipped his shower. So Robert and I are carrying a laundry bin down concrete steps, and Robert says, it's a good thing this thing has wheels.
Wow.
So we get him in up in two. We get him up there in actually 2 trips. Move in as a
Is it a high-rise dorm that he's in?
I think it's 9 or 10 floors. He's on the 8th floor.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
He's,
All
and
right.
It's
a big dorm.
It's a big dorm with small rooms. His roommate
Co-ed?
Was, yeah, but I think by floor.
Okay, same way it was when I was at American University. Nothing wrong with pressing an elevator button.
Stairs in the back. So yeah. I did not meet his roommate, and Robert says, I'm kind of surprised my roommate wasn't around. I said, I'm not. Would you stick around and help someone move in? He said, no,
so
I guess
so was the roommate, when you got to the dorm, was the roommate already dug in?
He was already dug in, and I have, there's three quick texts that I'll read you that Robert sent. He said, I said, Mom said you're doing okay. That makes me happy. He says, yeah, I'm loving it so much here. Classes start on Wednesday. I say, how is the ice maker? It's great. We've been loving it. I'm walking around campus right now going to classes so I don't get lost. So he's excited. His classes start tomorrow.
Any word on the roomie yet? Have you gotten
any
feedback?
Oh, he loves him. He loves him, and he'd already talked to him before.
That's it, because that can be
that can be
the whole run. That can be lifelong if he really hits it off at the beginning. Now, it's not always common too. No.
And I know you said that you recommended that it would be cool on Saturday, and so we dropped him off. I hug him. I say goodbye. He hugs me one more time. That's when the waterworks go. I send him off. I get myself together and I leave. And you said it would be a good idea to get a hotel room and a bottle of booze and just drink it up in Morgantown.
Well, you have to turn around after the week you had.
Yeah.
To drop him off with all that. That's 3.5 hours driving up to WVU.
Yeah, it was 8 hours in the car all day. So
to turn around and go right back.
But as I was thinking about it, and I said it's still relatively early in the day. I'm just driving around Morgantown. I'm seeing like the Mountaineer Inn. I'm saying that doesn't look like the place I want to stay tonight. And I said, you know what? I'm just gonna go home. I know the booze at home is good. I know my TV at home is good. And so I leave.
You're home, buddy.
And I'm going back and. The weird thing is there's trips that you've, like, for example, when I go to my dad's place on the shore, I know every in and out of that drive because I've done it a million
right.
times. This is the third time I've done the trek to and from, I mean, the third time up and back and then up. I don't know this route at all. So I'm driving down and I'm in a place, it's near Cumberland, and I wrote the name of the town down. It's called, do you know about Flintstone, Maryland?
I think I've heard of it. I think I've been in that part of the world. It's near the tri-state area, right? Virginia, Maryland, West Virginia.
The Cumberland area right there.
Yeah.
And so I see a sign. It says, next exit, casino. And I said,
really?
What's all this then? And so I need a little bit of gas anyway. So I cruise off into Flintstone, Maryland. And Mike, it is called the Rocky Gap Casino.
Rocky Gap. Okay, Rocky, a regular casino.
Yeah, and by my math, just about halfway. And I said, you know what? How about a little rest before we finish the trip?
Yeah, why not?
So I mask up and I cruise in.
Little self-hypnosis, why not?
It was exactly what I needed. It was great. I walked in, I had some cash, just about enough for a decent stay, and I masked up and I played some, I had a little luck on the machines, and I head over to the tables and had a lot of luck, and then gave it all back.
Some things never change.
I know, but you know what? I would have paid the same amount of money just to have that sort of, and as you said, self-hypnosis, to like totally remove
yourself.
Somebody
told me that a long time ago. Why do you like the slot machine so much? You sit there and anything that's on your mind, you can wash it away.
Exactly.
With bright lights and funny noises. That's all it is. And wow, how far was it from Leesburg?
I think it's about 2 hours. I think it's about 2 hours to 1 hour 45. And you know what I'm thinking? And this is me as I'm going from my car through the parking lot to the casino. I'm saying, this is halfway to the college. This is a regular stop. This is easy. This is better than 7-Eleven. This is better than an Exxon. And I go in, and there was great, colorful people, the ugliest dealers I've ever seen in my life.
But a full-fledged,
table
real
games, beautiful,
Maryland-based?
Yes, in Flintstone, Maryland. Right. And I think as I was putting my last $10 bet on the table, and I said, you know what? Go ahead and take it all. The lady says, you're almost out of money. I got to go find my money. I said, you don't have your money? She says, no, my friend has it in her bra. I think
mask
we're done.
Up.
So let's hear it for higher education, and let's hear it for Rocky Gap Casino in Flintstone, Maryland.
Good trip. I'm glad you dropped him off. That's awesome. And at any time when you won at the casino, did you say yabba dabba doo?
I never did.
Just for the S's and giggles.
I should have said I was yabba dabba done.
Yabba dabba done. Oh. Boy, it's been a while for me. I got the itch. I need to gamble.
Well, it's going to happen. I'm just saying, honey, I'm going to go visit Robert, and I need about $300 in cash.
We'll be right back with the digital dumpster right here on the Mike O'Meara
Show. As we come out of this pandemic, 2021 is going to be all about hot girl summer. And the hottest celebrity pool won't be in Vegas or Miami. So go to the TMOS shopping center and get a new sarong from Target. And maybe you might be invited behind the velvet rope.
What is
love? To Blair. New York's hottest new swim club.
So get your beach body working on now. And I'll be seeing you in the pool. Capiche?
All right.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Aura. Listen, you're going to love Aura like we have. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. And 23% of those people don't get their money back after the attack. You could be their next victim. I use Aura. Aura can help. Aura provides digital security protection from online threats. It's all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast. They keep tabs on your stuff. Like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name, Aura is there.
Yep.
It's easy to set up. All plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that has your back. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription. It keeps you in control and guides you through solving any issues. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 months free when you visit aura.com/TMOS. This trial is for an extremely limited time and won't last long, so act now. Go to aura.com/TMOS to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/TMOS, people. Let's see what's in the dumpster today.
What, but a who, Mike?
Who?
He's dead.
For now, no. Dick Clark. So long.
The delayed Dick Clark, yeah. Sorry about that.
He never missed a cue like that when he was alive.
No, actually, Mike, if you caught the last broadcast, maybe.
Oh, look at that. Pony changed your shot a little bit, too. You've got it's just you. It's all about you in the studio.
Oh, Rob, do you like that?
It's very nice.
Thank you very much. Mike, we talked yesterday about the song that we couldn't think of by the weekend. And it's almost like it was a look into the future. The song we were trying to think of was called Blinding Lights. And today it broke a record. It has been on the Hot 100 for 88 weeks straight.
I can see why. Yes. It is a melody that sticks with you. It's
great,
fantastic.
Great song.
Absolutely captivating. You know what? Music is a lot like cooking.
Yeah.
There is a simplicity to it that if you find the right formula, you don't have to mess with it very much. And this would be a classic example of that, where it's just the chords are so beautiful.
Timeless,
and it
really.
Works. It's timeless and it works. Yeah. And I think it's fantastic. I'm glad he's had the success that he's had.
I think that you and I both, we talked about it because it's funny. We both thought about it for production reasons for different processes, but we came out at separate from each other. And I think we both said the same thing, is that when we heard it, and you were, as a program director, you actually got to say this in real life, that's a hit. That's a hit.
Well, you know, and you never really, I will give you the hit, the smash hit that I probably disliked the most when I heard it the first time.
What's that?
And Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant.
Really?
They played that, and the only reason that we played it is because I think the promotion that was along with the song was to, I won't go into the details about how record companies rolled in those days, but it was to give away a free motorcycle and Electric Avenue. I heard that. I said, this isn't going to, and you know, decades later, the song's still iconic. So
that's
it's weird.
Cool.
You never know.
Speaking of iconic, rapper Ludacris, I know that Bill O'Reilly is not a fan of Ludacris.
Hey, Ludacris, you know, hey, killing.
What he did is he hasn't sold out Ludacris. He signed a contract with Jif Peanut Butter. And they've done a new commercial where Ludacris is rapping with mouthfuls of Jif peanut butter, and he's encouraging people to fill their mouth with Jif peanut butter and rap.
Hey, my bro. Take 64.
It's the return. Ain't nobody messing with it.
120.
It's the return. Ain't nobody messing with it.
He's putting more and more in.
It's the return. Ain't nobody.
You got to do that again, man. Bro, one more time.
Talk to my comment to the lay low. I'm in a booth and over my head.
That's a great idea.
That flow crazy.
That is a great, great idea. But what's the peanut butter company that did
Jif.
It? Jif gets my support. Fantastic idea.
But it is a sellout for Ludacris. I don't wonder if
who cares? I mean, really. I mean, everybody sells out now. It doesn't matter anymore.
Not Bill O'Reilly.
Never Bill O'Reilly at all.
All right. Now we've got a lot of music here. Here's another musical thing I want to share with you. We've often said that if a song is good, many different people can do it. Many different genres can represent it, and it's still going to be good, right?
Yep.
So if a guy who's famous on TikTok, internet, his name is Jonathan Young, he does heavy metal versions of Disney songs. So if you take a suck song and make it heavy metal, it's still going to suck. Here is Let It Go from Frozen.
Let it go.
It's a TikTok guy?
Yeah. See, it still sucks. It's just not a good song.
That sucks. By the way, there is a documentary now, I think it's on HBO, about influencers.
Yeah.
And I urge everybody to look in. I'm going to go back and watch it in its entirety, but it's kind of like how these influencers become influencers. And shocker, they say that a lot of these celebrities with their millions of followers, about half of them are legit. The other half are bots.
Of course.
I didn't know this. I didn't really know this. And I said to myself, how do we get involved in that?
TikTok.
There you go.
Hey, robots.
Yeah, you can hire companies out in LA that will turn you into an influencer. If you've got a certain look, they can, you're on your own at a certain point, but they can get you started, and it's all BS.
They declined my business.
Rob Spiewak, influencer.
Yeah.
I said, free cake.
My influencers, go ahead and eat it. Let's close with this. This was trending. This is a brief little clip that is really cute. It was a 2-year-old little girl. And you always try, you teach kids stranger danger. What do you do if you get separated in a mall or something like this? This mom didn't train her exactly right because she has, what do you do if you get lost?
Okay, Evie, so what do you do when you're lost?
Find another mommy.
What? Find another mommy.
Find another mommy. You're out of here. See you later, mommy.
You're pound toast. Sand. That's your digital dumpster. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
I'm glad that your drop-off went well.
Thank you.
With your son. And tomorrow we will hear about Oscar's brush with the law. Well, it's really not a brush with the law.
Deposition. But, I just saw him. He was being beaten with a sock with soap in it.
And I want to get to the bottom of this Kevin James movie and find out if everybody has seen it, where Kevin James is not only a villain, he's a villain with a swastika on the back of his head.
But does he still drive around on a scooter in a shopping mall?
No, Paul Blair Mall Cop, or Paul Blart. Yeah. Paul Blair was an outfielder for the Baltimore Orioles. What's wrong with me?
And Paulie Blair Christine is something altogether different.
Hi, Blair. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Houston, we have a problem.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
You want to hurt me? Go right ahead if it makes you feel any better.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.